You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Hey guys, we're back with another episode of The Prototype. We're actually going to do a part two of the YouTube here, and I'm joined by Mike the Birdman Dodd. Say hi, Mike.
Hi.
We're also joined by a special guest host today. Say hi.
It is me, Scott. And we said this is of the YouTube, the part two of the YouTube. It's not my grandpa.
What is the YouTube, Zubac?
What's the YouTube?
It's Hungary on the YouTubes.
So, like usual, I guess the last two episodes of Prototype, we didn't do this. What have we been playing lately?
Saints Row 4, which comes out this week, tomorrow.
Actually. I came in on fucking Scotty playing that. It was ridiculous.
I don't think it comes out tomorrow.
Well, this will be in the future. So this is future cast.
I meant, yeah, but I thought this...
Don't worry. Embargoes don't matter when you record in the past and release in the future.
Okay, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I've been playing a shit ton of this game.
It's so much fun. Without going in the spoilers...
What I came into?
Yes. Let's spoil what
okay.
I
fucking walk in here tonight, and Scotty's playing this game, and my first reaction is, are you wearing a fucking Goku suit?
Yeah, buddy. Coming as Goku, you get I was fucking Super Saiyan.
I would call this, it's Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon meets GTA. This is the ridiculous Saints Row.
I was going to say meets Saints Row because GTA has gotten far from that aspect where I can even consider it
it's
similar
now.
It's now,
I'd say.
It is, and I don't think it's a bad thing, but like I like how ridiculous Saints Row series has become, and that's why it always appealed to me.
But so like Jamie said, we're going to be talking... Oh, no, wait, fuck. We're still going around the table with gaming and such.
Oh,
What the fuck have I been playing recently? Man, I don't know.
He just did the theme song and you didn't even fucking catch it.
Oh, right, DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Totally worth picking up.
Phenomenal.
$15, totally worth it.
You've also been playing Earthbound.
Earthbound, yes. I'm probably not going to do a rat on this till much later in the year.
Because you're nowhere near done?
Well, I want to take my time getting through it.
Enjoy it, dog.
Yeah, I'm doing it with no guides. I'm going to figure it out on my own. And I haven't done that since I was a kid for certain things. I've also been playing things on the Wii U. I've been using my Wii U a shit ton now. Like Pikmin 3.
Just randomly.
Yeah, Pikmin 3. I'm hoping to start Mario and Luigi Dream Team for my 3DS really soon. What else have I been playing? Game & Wario. I don't know. Honestly,
Envious.
I'm really starting to like my Wii U now. Thank you for taking almost a year to get good.
Thanks for finally releasing something.
Yeah, something that I actually give a crap about.
Don't worry, next year's going to be fucking awesome.
Oh my god. Smash Brothers. Don't care. It's going to be
Smash
amazing.
Bros. 4 or Smash Bros. Universe or... I don't know what the fucking title is anymore.
I think it's called Smash Bro U or something. I don't know.
What
about you, Jamie? What the hell have you been playing?
Like usual, been playing, I haven't been playing League of Legends at all. I played Final Fantasy IV with the girlfriend the other day, and today, almost the whole day, I was playing Diablo 2 of all fucking things. My buddy randomly was like, hey, I'm playing, you should come play on Hardcore, and I was like, okay. Played for like 4 hours, realized that my day had been wasted and I needed to do a whole bunch of drawing, so now I'm behind on work. Woohoo!
Good times.
So, today's episode is going to be, once again, all about YouTube, but a different side of it, rather than how do you make it, how did these people make it? So,
what we enjoy.
Yeah, what we enjoy. So, basically, who we're subscribed to, why we enjoy them, or in some cases,
why we don't
like them, and why we think they're popular. As well as, basically our lists might be different than your list of subscribers. So if you have people we should subscribe to that are video game related, let us know at feedback@thisweekingeek.net.
Yep.
I'm finally starting to get that.
Good boy.
Let us know what we should subscribe to. But for now, we're going to go through kind of our lists. We have Dodd's list here
I know my list like the back of my hand.
Oh, there you go. I know most of the ones that Dodd doesn't have, I'll throw out here. And we're also on the gaming part of YouTube here, so it's going to let us know what the world thinks is popular as of right now. And number one on there, which is easily one of the biggest people on YouTube for reasons that we're going to have to explain. PewDiePie.
Never watched anything of
his. I've heard the name, but I don't know why.
See, I have watched some of his stuff, and my girlfriend actually showed me him. And I've learned why his stuff works so well. Apparently, YouTube's algorithms actually promote people in the area that you're from. And because he has moved several times, he's been promoted in three different areas. So as he builds a fan base, and then he moved, he built another fan base. So now he has two fan bases that just keep growing. And then he has another one that's from the U.S. So, because he's actually from, well, the east side of the world. I don't remember exactly where he's from.
East side?
So a lot of his videos, he's one of the types that does Let's Plays, but not the traditional Let's Play where, you know, you play all the way through. He cuts through the bullshit, but he actually has his face plastered on the video, and most of the entertainment from it is actually from his reactions to the games. A lot of the games that people recommend him to play seem to be horror games. So it is hilarious to watch his reaction to people scaring the living shit out of him. He's actually got a hold of an Oculus Rift now, which just increases the entertainment because, well, I would never play a fucking horror game with that thing strapped to my eyes because it would freak me the fuck out. So yeah, you guys don't know anything about him, so we'll move on. What's this one? Pokemon X and Y? Pokemon.
The new Mega Evolutions.
Yeah, the Mega Pokemon. If you haven't heard about this, basically, Pokemon now has a part of Digimon in it. I think it's actually pretty cool. Digi-Evolution.
The champions!
I think, you know,
Kangaskhan is the best Mega Evolution. Have you seen it yet?
Oh, is that it?
No, Kangaskhan, yeah, they only showed video. They never announced it, but they showed video of him.
Oh.
Kangaskhan's, I thought the Mewtwo.
Kangaskhan's Mega Evolution is his baby joins him. So you're battling with two Pokemon, I think. That's how it's working.
That's kind of cool.
That is pretty sweet.
The baby finally comes out to debunk all the Cubone rumors.
I think the Pokemon series has really needed this something drastically new. They're throwing this in, as well as the entire fucking game being in 3D, which I'm actually really excited for X
pumped.
And Y.
I can't wait till Nintendo sends this to me. This is going to be very cool.
I don't know of anyone who likes Pokemon that doesn't want this game. So if you don't want it and you like Pokemon, send us some feedback and tell us why, because I don't know what the fuck's up your head.
So should we just get this one out of the way?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we'll get our biggest topic discussion out of the way here. Game Grumps is number three right now on the gaming thing, which I'm subscribed to. Dot, I don't think is.
Nope.
We talked a little bit about this in the last episode.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we talked about Game Grumps. I enjoy the hell out of them. Before and after JonTron leaving the show, Danny's the newcomer. At first, I was one of those fanboys that was like, "What the fuck? JonTron's gone. This sucks now." But you know what? It's still funny in its own right, in my opinion. Dot, what's your opinion?
See, I just
try to make this intellectual rather than I fucking hate him.
I just don't find it funny.
Same.
I mean, with Aaron and JonTron, I like them both separately. I mean, I think Aaron has an amazing wit to him. Like, I love a lot of his animation videos.
Yep.
Like, me and Blair constantly quote, "Are you the bad guy from the Star Wars?" back and forth all the time.
I used to quote all the Metal Gear Awesome stuff.
And, you know, I find him funny. And JonTron,
I love his
fanatical editing and just how weird it... John's fucked, but he's amazingly funny. But them together, I watched the Mary-Kate and Ashley driving one. I watched the Sonic one. And I watched something else. And I just remember thinking, what the fuck's the big deal?
Well, see, it sounds like you like when they're both scripted, whereas this is more
them
improv
off the cuff
kind of thing, right?
Well,
so
there was something else that kind of put me off about this. And it's the fandom surrounding it. Now, I've got a lot of fans of my own on YouTube right now. Or not YouTube. On Twitter and Facebook. And when the breakup happens, so to speak, a lot of people were fucking destroyed.
They look, some of them seem like they're going to off themselves.
Yeah, it was like when the goddamn Beatles broke up, and I'm just like, what the hell's the big deal?
There is a large fan base around them. I am willing to admit that on the like that day when they broke up and it was announced, even I was kind of like, what the fuck? Like,
what am I
going
to do tomorrow?
Oh, well, see, I didn't say that. Mine was more of, well, shit, this is like one of my reasons that I come on YouTube. Like, of the like 20 different things I watch in a day, Game Grumps is one of them. So I was like, well, shit, what's going to happen? So I was kind of upset that my day is going to be different, but
I
wasn't to that fucking extreme where it's like, I'm going to fucking kill myself, Game Grumps broke out.
Well,
oh,
I think it was trending in North America.
It was.
And I remember that day. I'm pretty sure that was the same day of the Texas filibuster.
It was.
Abortion rights or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was, actually.
And I'm like, okay, you're telling me this has got people more angry than a woman's right to choose and all this other thing? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And like I said, tried to watch it, tried to enjoy it, but it's the fanatical fandom. I mean, it's the same reason why I don't like A Nightmare Before Christmas. It's an okay movie ruined by a stupid fucking fandom.
I love that movie so much.
And Game Grumps, to me, it's a good idea by two funny people that just never caught my attention, ruined by an overactive fandom.
There you go.
Well, yeah, there you go.
And what about you, Sky? Like, why didn't this blow up your skirt?
Because I just didn't give a shit. Like, everyone's like, oh, Game Grumps. My sister comes in, she's like, have you watched Game Grumps, Scott? And I'm like, what the fuck is Game Grumps? And she's trying to explain, she's like, yeah, it's John Egoraptor. I was like, the guy who did fucking Metal Gear Awesome? And she's like, what are you talking about?
Like,
and
what?
Yeah, and then I was like, never mind. And then someone posted, I watched it, and I watched a shitty episode. I was like, I don't enjoy this one
straight
bit.
Up, there's...
I think John's... My wife's walking through the house naked right now.
There's about 20% of the episodes that, like, certain games that they play, I just don't find it funny, and I won't watch them, so maybe you caught one of them.
Well, I realistically have no intention of honestly going back, though.
Yeah, honestly, I subscribe to each of them separately, and I'm proud to keep it that way. Which is really unfortunate,
because
Aaron
things...
doesn't put out nearly enough stuff that he used to.
Speaking of which, we should actually explain what each of these channels do. Game Grumps, if you don't know, is a Let's Play channel between Egoraptor and JonTron originally. Now it's Egoraptor and Danny, I don't know his actual
Danny
fucking
Boyle.
Yes, Danny Boyle from 28 Weeks Later.
And essentially they play games and they just react to the games, but... Generally, in Game Grumps, they talk nothing about
like
the fucking game.
Yeah, it's just them talking.
Yeah.
Which occasionally can be, like...
It can be pretty funny. I love when JonTron sung. His random, like, songs were really good.
See, I like JonTron because I think he can be that random, and he is naturally funny.
I do want to point out, after this episode, I'll actually show you guys some of the Game Grumps animated that fans did via clips from their episodes. I think you guys would actually enjoy those more
kind
than the show.
Like, now, is this kind of like the Kevin Smith Smodimations?
Possibly.
Idea?
Okay. I haven't seen any of his. I actually only just got into Smodcast. Tiffany keeps showing them to me, and I've not... not once have I not laughed at an episode yet, so I really want to download them, but I couldn't seem to get them from their website.
Yeah.
I guess you have to download an app or something for it?
iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's iTunes, my stuff.
It's just iTunes? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well,
and then
those two's channel would be next, I guess. So, Egoraptor, we'll do him first.
He's just cartoons and stuff. Just really weird fucking
I don't
shit.
Subscribe to him, though.
Really?
No, I don't. If
you
someone's
just
like
some of his
someone's
videos.
Like, hey, watch it, okay. I never cared enough to actually follow it religiously,
though. I subscribed just so that I could see when a new one would come out, because he's so
sporadic
on his episodes. I don't know if he's even released... Oh, no, he released Poke Awesome 2, which I think his humor is starting to get a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Because Poke Awesome 2 is like, what the fuck? Like, it was like a crack trip. I know I've heard him talk about his style of animation and cartoons is based on Ren and Stimpy. He really liked that style, so that's why he's so drastic with some of his shit, but it's like, whoa. JonTron, you'd probably be good at talking about that
one. Yeah, JonTron, he's very... It's
what does he do?
Very spastic. Like, it's very stream of consciousness. Like, he'll be talking about one thing, it'll jump to another thing, or the screen will vibrate, or he'll review a game and he'll dwell on something really kind of small and insignificant, or he'll point out a major design flaw. Like, his shit on Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie is really good. I really liked his thing he did on Space Ace for the Super Nintendo and stuff like that.
Well, a lot of his stuff's reviews, right?
Yeah, it's review-ish
sort
fun
of
stuff.
Yeah, it's more like fun, but also reviews.
Yeah, basically the same crap you've seen every other person do.
He also has a little, what is it, a parakeet?
Yeah, something? Jacques.
Jacques, yeah, he's
the red
he's
bird
awesome.
That shoots lasers from
well,
his eyes.
The fuck?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
it's actually a little green bird, but he like animates certain things
and he
for
talks
him
like a
to
robot.
Yeah to make him talk like a robot.
It's
actually hilarious.
Yeah, it's weirdly funny. Actually, Mike and Laura showed me the Birdemic episode of his show, which is kind of what got me into it. And then I just discovered his top 10 overworld themes. Now here's something I want to talk about because we can throw these literally in one fucking category.
The ones that I'm going right now? Yeah, Minecraft.
I love
like,
Minecraft.
It may say, like, each of these people are different.
Sky's pretty good. He does a lot more of, like, in-depth stuff. I've watched the Bijan, or whatever his name is, like, one or two episodes. Yogcast is pretty funny. It's these two guys do podcasts, and they do stuff in Minecraft together. My favorite Minecraft guy to watch is Captain Sparkles. I really just like the survival series because I want to download these mods. Like, there's some really crazy mods out in Minecraft. I don't play it as much as I'd like to, but I watch like two Minecraft guys. One guy's starting to piss me off. I'm just getting annoyed with him more. But
am I like the only person in the world that has not tried Minecraft
it's
yet?
It's fun. You play with friends. It's such a fun game.
10 minutes.
I refuse to try it because I feel like it's one of those games where I would be sucked in forever.
Okay. I think it has to be your speed, though.
I have to get... Okay, a good gateway, I think, if you want to know if it's something for you, you have to play with friends first off.
Lego?
I was going to say of YouTube videos, is Rooster Teeth Let's Play channel. They have their weekly Minecraft Let's Plays, which are some of the funniest
things. I watched
the
odd one of them. Yeah.
They're hilarious, because they think of the weirdest ideas these guys just make out of Minecraft and make whole new games out of it.
I watched one where they were, like, jumping from cloud to cloud, and then there was ice patches, and they'd fall and die, and it was funny. But it was one of those things, like I said, if I played Minecraft, I would probably play with a lot of friends, and I would probably never play anything else.
Minecraft, especially if you look at, we see Bijan, the Canadian here, he's doing his Hunger Games one. That's a huge thing right now in the Minecraft community, is these online servers that basically mimic the Hunger Games.
Oh, that's cool.
You're going around killing each other, you're in like the exact same formation, like, and they have the cornucopia in the center. All these different items, and you're lucky to get them. There's chests everywhere with different items. You kill them, you get their items and stuff. And it's kind of cool, like, how Minecraft has let the community make up so many different things. Like, they've made The Legend of Zelda and stuff. I've watched people do Let's Plays of that. Like, these survival ones.
It's allowing people to have their creativity shown.
Well,
there's
a lot of that creativity, yeah. And there's some YouTubers that is, honestly, if you do a Minecraft video, 9 times out of 10, it will become popular. That's the
you know
thing.
What's
it's
weird?
The biggest
flavor. I actually had someone contact the site earlier this year to buy advertising for Minecraft from me. And we did, like, a post for him. I don't know if he got any traction off it because, I don't know. I just don't get Minecraft. I'm not that creative in that regard.
One thing I really like about the game, like, before it got popular, when I heard about what it was, I really enjoy the fact that one guy basically made it.
Yeah, and
it was a
like
programmer, and
he doesn't work on it anymore. He quit.
Yeah, he's retarded done. Rich.
Yeah, didn't he sell it?
No, the company still does it. He doesn't do any programming on it anymore.
But I
he's
thought he sold.
No, his company
didn't
still
sell
does
the rights.
No.
Oh, okay.
Now there's like Minecraft conventions.
Minecon.
And...
Yeah,
I think Minecon's just about to happen again.
I think it happens in Vegas or something.
See,
like,
the cool thing about Minecraft is the graphics are so simplistic. It never needs to update.
There was a cool guy. He put together a Minecraft update where it added realistic textures and shading.
Man, you have to see some of these you need to know some of the crazy Minecraft mods that are out there. A lot of guys like Captain Sparkles, Ant Venom, they do a lot of mod-related reviews showing them, like, before they introduced animals, some of the animals, they had, like, horseback and stuff. There's always things like these nukes. Like, people make TNT completely for terraforming your worlds. Mm-hmm. People make all these crazy mods. New weapons and everything. everything under the sun, these people create. The tools are there for them. It's an ever-changing game, which is what I find so beautiful about it and what I really enjoy about watching some of the YouTube Let's Play community like Captain Sparkles.
Speaking of Let's Play, is this next one, is this League of Legends?
This is League of Legends. I was actually thinking that I'll go over this real quick, but I think we should skip going into a big topic of this because it would be its own show.
Well, that's something you'll have to find a co-host for. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I could probably get one of my buddies that actually play
free?
With me.
Yeah,
it
is free. Well, it's microtransactions.
Basically,
stuff. You can get everything by just playing.
Yeah, the reason why this is so big on YouTube and Twitch is because it's just... I don't think it's built in. But, I mean, it's a very highly competitive free game. And it's just been blowing up.
It's more popular than StarCraft now.
Yeah.
Well, they dropped the ball on that. And that's another show we can talk about.
Yeah.
Blizzard stuff.
The thing is here, it's also been so popular that it has made gaming a sport. It is now classed as a real sport.
In the U.S., yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been classified... It's been there for a while.
No, it's an actual thing. It's a recognized sport now.
Yeah.
They announced that, I think, last month or the month before.
So if you need to travel to the U.S.
to join a team.
On a visa, you can do that now.
You can do that now. So that's a huge step in gaming.
Well, they're trying to legitimize with Halo. I remember watching ESPN when Halo tournaments were on.
Well, see, the fucked up thing is Halo's been out for so long. League of Legends has only blown up in the last, like, two, three years.
Yeah.
And it has made... gaming start like
it's also I think it also goes to the aspect that it's a free game, anyone can get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Another thing on YouTube, and I subscribe to two or three of these, anything run by official companies. Like I subscribe to Xbox and I subscribe to Mass Effect. I used to subscribe to THQ when they were still around. And I subscribe to any companies I
peace.
Know that do really cool things.
I never subscribe to any companies.
Like, BioWare, I subscribe to them, because I'm generally interested in what they have to say. And, I don't know, you do see some pretty cool shit on there. Like, you might get, or you've subscribed to Ubisoft stuff, you'll get more behind-the-scenes interviews. You might see stuff on Splinter Cell Blacklist. I was really interested when they did stuff for Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Stuff like that. Like, there's an entire live-action commercial. It's, like, 5 minutes long. And it's, like... And, I don't know. It's weird, but awesome. And now we're getting into weird stuff.
We're getting into stuff here that I've heard about. Like, this one's Toby Games. I've heard of him. I've never actually looked into his stuff. Either of you?
No.
Nope.
No? Okay, people that know what he's like,
we're getting
let
into
us
really
know. Smosh Games, I'm assuming, comes from...
They're only on it once a week.
Yeah.
It's not even them because, Ian and Anthony sold Smosh years ago.
Oh.
They made a lot of money off selling it, so now it's become a brand. They have started a magazine. They're still the headliners, but Smosh Games, they're on it like once a week.
Oh.
That's it. It's like an everyday thing, but they do one thing a week. So I bet that wasn't even actually them playing, too.
I don't know what Yogscast is.
Yogscast, again,
that's
is our podcast.
League
we're
Legends.
Getting into more of the obscure stuff.
Hot
Maybe we
Pepper
should...
Gaming, yeah.
Maybe okay, we should get to what we have on our list.
Let's go to your list here. And Cinemasker, all right.
Yep.
If you don't know what that is, you need to go there.
Yeah, that's James Rolfe's stuff and Mike Matei.
If you don't know who those are, that's the Angry Video Game Nerd. And does... He
Mike Matei is just Mike Matei.
Yeah,
I don't think he has
motherfucker
much
Mike actually.
Yeah, he works with James. They're like best friends.
They're like childhood friends.
He's a good artist too.
Yeah. And then he does a lot of Let's Plays now. Obviously, does the Angry Video Game Nerd episodes when he's able. He's still working on the movie.
Working on the movie and the game right now.
Plus, I've been friends with James for years, so it's one of those things where I just kind of maintain. And it's weird, James. I made friends with him from an interview, and we've just always kept in touch doing one show a year together. And, you know, it's a good hour and a half to hang out a year.
I've never met him, but he seems really humble.
He's very quiet.
Very?
Like, ridiculously quiet. But fun guy, though. Erica's another girl who works with us over on These Warriors Are Terrible.
Okay.
I haven't checked out her new video, unfortunately.
I've checked
her gaming
stuff.
Collection.
Yeah, she just kind of started.
Godzilla.
She's with a YouTube channel partner called Fullscreen, which can't really say too much about that. Let's just say she's not happy. Dan Bull, I love this guy. He does all the video game raps. He's the guy who did Skyrim rap. He did Assassin's Creed. He's done ones for, I think he did a League of Legends one. But yeah, he does a lot of really cool stuff. Ubisoft loves this guy, so does Bethesda.
So he seems like his main thing is the raps, then?
Yeah, like, although, you like, have you never heard his stuff?
I've never heard his stuff, no.
We will take a look at his stuff after we're done the show.
So this is why these kind of shows are great, because we can see what you're looking at, we can say what we're looking at, and we can all meet new people on YouTube.
Obviously, one of my co-workers that we go up to the next one.
Okay.
Yep, that's Doug Walker. I work with him.
That's so the Nostalgia Critic.
Yeah, so that's self-explanatory.
Well, I mean, some people don't know these things.
Okay, well, like, Doug Walker...
That's why we're doing this.
Doug Walker, instead of a nutshell, he reviews older movies, television shows, and, you know, puts them under the Nostalgia Critic lens. And they're usually pretty funny, usually informative in some capacity, and occasionally they ruffle feathers, most notably his Sailor Moon episode recently.
I find him pretty funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Like, he has his humor kind of, like, well thought out. What do you think, Scott?
I enjoy the Nostalgia Critic.
Okay. So
I don't follow him on YouTube, though.
It's one of the...
Well, I'm
what
supposed
do you
to follow?
Follow?
Okay. Nothing you guys follow.
I'm supposed to follow him on Blip.
Besides Retro Ontario.
No.
Retro Ontario, for those
this
who
is
don't,
one I don't follow.
This is... It's just older TV commercials and stings from... Classic television.
Yeah, good guy in Toronto, man. If you got any old VHS tapes, he's always asking people to send in old stuff they've taped because there's certain commercials he's trying to find. He basically has the Wikipedia of classic commercials from Southern Ontario.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Screw Attack, website I used to work with a number of years ago.
Screw Attack's really good. I love their hard news. It's basically daily news about video games.
Less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, less than 5 minutes, and it's always... It keeps you on the know. I mean, as reviewers and being in media, usually we find our own sources, but a lot of the times I'm not in the media as much as you guys, so I just listen to these guys.
Yeah, like, I used to produce, ENGs for Screw Attack, Destin and Corey, back in the day. And yeah, typically they produce a lot of independent content. Screw Attack prides himself on new content every day. Very active community.
Don't think I'm subscribed to them anymore.
Well, I don't like going to the website.
I haven't been on the website in a long time.
I don't have time usually to go to the website. And when I'm on YouTube is kind of the thing that plays in the background when I'm doing stuff.
YouTube,
so,
I like because it delivers it to me. I don't have to see
me too.
It
YouTube, I wait for my stuff. I'm excited when something new comes up.
They also do stuff on new games that are coming out. They do reviews, they do
previews.
Yeah, previews. Anytime there's a trailer, usually they will have it uploaded as well. So if you don't want to seek out all the trailers, well, just be on Screw Attack. They'll give you them all.
Yep.
They got a ton of stuff on DuckTales Remastered right now.
Yeah.
They do a weekly thing called Screwing Around. Yep. I think it's every Friday you can watch them on their actual website. But YouTube, they upload the aftermath. Basically, it's literally screwing around. They're playing whatever games... just with usually three of their members, sometimes two, and they just have fun, which it's always nice to watch them because you can actually talk with them via Twitch and YouTube because they stream when they do it and then they upload it after. What else do they do? They do
interviews, previews. They put
side scrollers.
Yeah,
they still do side scrollers.
Yeah, they still do side scrollers.
It's like a video podcast
exclusively.
Yep.
Yeah, it's I like watching side scrollers too because it has a longer, more in depth version of their hard news for that week, and they also they talk about funny shit that the world is basically the world's fucked up, and they find these things, and they do. General video game stuff.
Yeah.
It's good channel. Good website too.
This guy, he's just a funny music guy that I like. So you can just skip
we'll
him.
Skip that one then.
Pat the NES Punk. I like his stuff on YouTube because once again, I don't like going to the website, but sometimes I do. Pat the NES Punk, Pat Contry, most recently at Con Bravo. He's a YouTube guy. He reviews Nintendo games exclusively. Although I think he's done some TurboGrafx stuff.
I think so.
But yeah, he does. The thing that got me into him was something called Flea Market Madness.
Yep, me too. That's what really got me into him. And I want to watch more of his stuff. But Flea Market Madness is always something I've enjoyed like him with Frank and just like what they find.
Yeah, it's kind of like a really ghetto version of the Game Chasers. He just has his camera around, going to flea markets, buying up games, telling you what he got a good deal on or a shitty deal on, stuff like that. And just generally, Pat is very entertaining to watch. He's from RetroWare TV with Billy J, Norm the Gaming Historian,
Rue
from Clan of the Grey Wolf, stuff like that. And you learn some really cool things about some of these really obscure games. And he's doing a thing right now where there's like a RetroWare Indiegogo called The Video Game Years.
Great series,
yeah. Teaches you about video games. Like, they're just getting ready to hit the NES era. So, you know, those things will be amazeballs. But yeah, it's a lot of really cool stuff. He works with another guy named Frank, who's like, I think his roommate or something.
I've always wondered who Frank was.
Yeah, I really should have asked Pat when we were at Con.
Because Frank is such an oddball. I love him so much.
He's so down to earth.
I know.
He's the gaming version of Sugar Bear.
Yo, he totally is. When you watch Flea Market Madness, he's like, oh, look at these CDs. Oh, look, there's a Michael Bolton CD. Oh, do you remember these old board games we used to play?
And he's like, I don't have this one. It says it's the greatest hits.
Yeah.
stuff like
that's
that.
That's the best. I don't have this one. Should be a shirt with just Frank's face on it.
FPS Russia, I really enjoy guns. I know a little bit more than what's healthy.
Yep.
About guns.
Fun fact.
He doesn't have anything to really do with the games, though.
Actually, he does.
Actually, he does sometimes.
I was telling Mike he works for IGN. He does video game stuff. He's not really Russian. For only people who believe that. I'm really
His channel is mostly the gun stuff.
Well, that's his famous channel. What he's famous for.
He's done stuff for Hitman Absolution, Far Cry 3.
I think he did Call of Duty stuff,
too. Yeah, he did the Call of Duty commercial for Call of Duty 2 Black Ops.
I've seen the odd thing of his stuff, but I'm not subscribed.
I watch his stuff a little more than what's healthy.
We could talk about all three channels, Vsauce, Vsauce 2, and Vsauce 3.
There's three Vsauce channels?
There's three Vsauce. Each of them have their own special things that they have. So, like, Vsauce 3, I would say, is probably the most about video games, I think.
Yeah, probably the most commercial.
Seems the geekiest so far.
I think has the odd thing. They feature a show called Game Loot, so nerdy video game-related products that you can buy online through whatever venues that they've found. They have the odd video that, like, such as this one, What If You Were Fusro Dodd? They explain in that video how basically
the Dragonborn shout would destroy you and create a singularity.
Yeah.
Or there's another one where they talk about the Cordyceps parasite from The Last of Us.
They also have a show on that channel called App All Night, where they basically tell you about apps that are out there that are really cool and you'd probably never find without them.
Yeah, like there's some seriously cool shit.
They have a thing called 9-Bit. I actually don't remember if I've seen that.
Science?
Yeah, more science and games. They have Dong. What was Dong?
Do it online now or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It's just cool gaming kind of stuff that you can do online, which most of them are really awesome. I love that game loop where there was a Pip-Boy. Somebody actually made a fucking Pip-Boy. Would not have known that without Vsauce 3. Those are the main ones that are on there.
Keep going up through mine, because we're going to be here like all day.
Yeah.
We'll try to go a bit faster.
My ghost stuff. Angry Joe's a guy that I work with over on that guy with the glasses. I love his stuff. Angry Joe, if there's anybody who's more passionate about the community of gaming, it's Joe Vargas.
My first Angry Joe video was when he reviewed the Dragon Ball Z Kai, I think it was, candies to get all the toys.
I remember my first one for him that I remember super clear was Terminator Salvation, I think it was. But I also love how he does these top tens, and he has all these characters. He's created Corporate Commander or Cash Commander or whatever, and he has the most awesome theme song of all the sites. Doug Walker actually sings his theme.
I watched the other thing of his, but I haven't subscribed to him yet. So.
He's a fun guy, and the PBS Idea Channel.
You are welcome.
Amazing. Just subscribe.
Yeah, go look him up. We don't even need to say anything because he's just that good.
Kirby Crackle is nerd rock. We'll talk about him when we get to it. Next one is how to cook
that. D news?
It's science-y news stuff. It's kind of cool. This is a guy that's
Nils
another
Woodboom?
Musician. He does good stuff. Josh Keaton, the voice of the Green Lantern and Spider-Man. Funny stuff. Egoraptor.
That's Psychic Pebbles. That's not Egoraptor.
Are you sure? Pretty sure it's the same thing.
I don't know.
Keep going to your right.
I think it might be a fan that has done stuff similar to his. So it's not Egoraptor's art style.
Really?
No, that's not Egoraptor.
Oh, well, oh no, wait. Ah, whatever.
Psychic Pebbles. He looks like he makes a lot of cartoons that might be funny.
Noah Antweiler, Spoony, Counter Monkey, role-playing stories, funny stuff. Keep moving on.
Okay.
Guy, keep moving on.
Okay.
He's a brony musician, The Living Tombstone. Check his stuff out. Egoraptor.
There's Egoraptor. We already talked about him.
Yeah. More ghost stuff that I like.
You and your ghost stuff.
We're not going to talk about that one.
You better not, bud.
We're not going to talk about that one. Pro Jared. Good stuff. He's Pro Jared.
I got to meet him this year. Yeah, he does a one-minute review would be probably his staple. There's another one that he's been doing lately, Nuzlocke Challenge. Basically, he plays Pokemon doing the Nuzlocke Challenge.
That's the Nuzlocke Challenge. Is
I fucking
intense.
Love it.
I actually might play the Nuzlocke Challenge.
Oh, I'm going to be doing it with every single Pokemon game from now on.
WatchMojo.com. I found by accident. Just a bunch of really cool top tens. Billy from the Game Chasers vlog. I check his stuff out. Kabuto the Python's like a video game nerdcore rapper.
Jontron, we've already talked about.
FPS Russia. 8-Bit Eric's the guy who works with the Game Chasers.
Yeah, I met him recently too.
Good stuff. Another musician. Rental Floss. Really even need to explain who he is?
Well, some people haven't heard of it. I actually only recently started listening to some of his stuff. He's got some pretty awesome raps. Well, not all of them are raps. Some of them are just
I would never call them raps.
Yeah, okay. I would call them musical accompaniments.
I would call them with
usually
lyrics.
Usually something with lyrics, which they're
Mega
awesome.
Mega Man 3 was my first one.
DuckTales is my all-time favorite one.
Yeah.
Crazy Duck in Space. Oh, you.
Who's this? Mick Frosticles?
That's the gaming historian. He's a phenomenal channel.
That's Norm, yeah.
I remember when I was like, watch this, because you and I both like this history of gaming.
Yeah, and Norm is, he's a really fun guy. Like, I was really sad. I only got a chance to see him for like a couple seconds.
Me too.
But we talk all the time on Twitter. He's like, Mike, we have to work together. I'm like, yes,
he was actually one of my earliest YouTube subs, and he went on a hiatus for a good 2 years almost.
Yeah.
Well, at least say what he does, guys.
he's a gaming historian.
Okay. What more can we say?
Yeah.
So he talks about the history of gaming.
And how
okay.
it works and the technology. And we're back at Erica, so we're done for me.
You're done for you.
I think so.
Okay. I'll let Scotty go next. Who are you subscribed to that wasn't in that list?
Well, I'm just going to go with my main gaming ones that I thoroughly enjoy. Like, Rooster Teeth for sure, but preferably all their Let's Play stuff, because I love the humor behind...
I love Rage Quit.
Rage Quit's pretty good. I love all the humor with Michael Jack, Gavin, all the good guys there. They're hilarious, and I've been a fan for years. They were a big draw for me to go to Fan Expo when I was younger. Gamester81, he's a friend of mine. Him and I have gotten closer after I won a contest. We were always talking about doing some shows together. He's a super cool guy. He's a Star Wars channel. He has a lot of these super rare consoles that I've never heard of. Most people haven't. Check him out, please. Johnny Millennium, he's a really cool guy from BC. He does a lot of retrospectives of his own memories of certain games, game series. Always really good. Some more people have, again, Minecrafty guys, Ant Venom, and Captain Sparkles, really, for their Let's Plays. They are always good in Minecraft. I love seeing the new mods. Yamimash is a guy I love. He got really famous for his... he was one of the first people to do a perfect Slender run-through, and that's why I started him. His big thing is his horror games, and he does some other things on the side when he doesn't feel like getting scared like a young child.
Man, he's throwing out a bunch of names that nobody's probably ever heard of. So we're giving out some good.
That's why I like actually.
Here.
I like I prefer to go after some people who are unique enough that I enjoy their content, but are not.
Are you a YouTube hipster? And that's not me
no,
being insulting.
No, 100% I agree. I am. I'm a YouTube. I think I am. These people, mind you, some of them have 100,000 subs, but they are not the
but
level.
But when you consider the vast size of YouTube.
Yes.
Well, considering names like PewDiePie are up to 6 million.
And these are the kind of people I prefer because I feel they haven't hit that point where they have to feel like, oh, I have to keep up to this level. I'm at 6 million views. I'm doing something. I have to stay to my formula. These people are always changing their stuff. And they're always staying true to who they are. I'm not saying these people aren't, but I mean, these people are who they are, and I love them for that. I'm trying to think of any other YouTube people. Like, if I was thinking of web series, there's a lot more I could think of, but...
I've got my list up if you don't want to. I think
majority of that, my gaming stuff, is really done. Like, besides, again, like, the Pure Ownage guys. I do subscribe to them still. They don't really post anything, but they were my first forte into the whole wickedness of the online web series.
So it kind of sounds like I'm going to be kind of in between you guys because I like a little bit of both worlds of the people that aren't really known and the people that are known. So,
By the way, I'd like to point out I've been under the impression for years that Psychic Pebble was Ego Raptor, and I found out his name is Zach.
Either way, it says Chris and Zach right there.
Yeah, right.
Chris
there.
And Zach go trick or treating.
But that could be the name of the characters.
Then it says Ann and Joe. What wacky antics will the Fine Brothers get into?
Yeah, that's not Ego Raptor. Ego Raptor's the one that did Poca Ozma, all that. So anyway, I'm going to go from the bottom of my list here. Apparently YouTube does not have it alphabetical or anything. So Monty Oom, who is actually the animator behind Rooster Teeth now, and basically he started out with animating just crazy awesome stuff that I think it was called Dead Fantasy.
Then he came to Rooster Teeth, and that's where
he came to Rooster Teeth, started animating for them. So,
and now he's got his own show that is very popular with them, Ruby. Almost his anime kind of take on.
In case you guys don't know, it is spelled RWBY. Look it up. It's really cool. They've released, I think, 4 or so episodes by the time we're recording this. And it's anime-ish, but also in his style. And I think he's heading up like the writing, the direction, everything.
He's doing everything.
Which is really cool that he's gotten to that position where Rooster Teeth's helping him out with that kind of thing.
If anyone's curious, the style is similar. My sister's the one who gave me this analogy. Similar to the Hatsumiku, music videos, if some of those anime people have seen those. He uses a anime program for animating these characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's all 3D. At the end of one of
he shows you what the program, so you can buy it and do it yourself.
Yeah, because they're like
sponsored. Which most people don't like to give out their trade secrets, but he's pretty good that way.
Oh, yeah. Next, None Like Joshua. He actually does some really good dubstep remix, like voiceover remixes of video game stuff. So there's... well, just go check it out. I'm not going to list them all off. Let's see. Jason Yang Violin. He's music, but he does a lot of video game covers. So, like, he did a Skyrim cover, and that guy's a fucking awesome violinist.
We're saying that Maluka is another chick got check out from Mexico. She got famous for all her Skyrim. She did all the bard songs in Skyrim. She has a wonderful voice. She has a huge fanboy following, I guess, who've actually modded her into Skyrim. A character model looks like her, and they've modded so she sang all the bard songs. I love her to death. She is a great vocalist.
Oh. One that I know we're all subscribed to, but for some reason it wasn't in your list. I think it might have been, but we might have accidentally skipped it. Smooth McGroove.
He's not subscribed to him. Oh, you said all of
right.
you liars.
Fuck you. Smooth McGroove is a acapella artist that basically makes acapellas of all of our favorite awesome video game songs. So check him out. I know he's kind of new and upcoming, but...
Has he done DuckTales Moon Theme?
Did he?
I don't know. I don't subscribe to him.
I'm fairly sure he did.
Not that I've seen, no.
I know he did something DuckTales,
this guy's
a
one, then. Nobody!
On his book, you've got the thing right there.
Well, I don't want to take too damn fucking long.
Well, give me the fucking PlayStation controller and I'll look.
Well, okay, you look while I keep going through people.
Yes, you can tell people this is on the fly.
Yeah.
This is on the fly.
Professionalism!
Well, that's what we love about the prototype is that, you know, we're not scripted and, you know, being dumb. Let's see here. Lore.
Lore's actually a great channel.
Yeah, I love Lore. They're like basically a minute long, you'd say, right?
Yeah, they're usually a minute with their fast facts, like Dodger, if you're a fan of her, my sister is, and
Yeah, they do fast facts about video games. They do...
Even about game designers, which is cool. Hideo Kojima was one of the most recent ones.
Yeah. Uber Danger's a League of Legends channel that I watch. Video Game Donkey's a League of Legends channel that I watch. Solitary Wolf is a League of Legends channel that I watch. Nate wants
no,
to battle.
No, he did do the moon theme. I'm really surprised.
See, he did do the moon theme. Fuck you guys.
He's so mainstream.
Fuck. Well, he gets from what people ask in the comments.
Speaking
right?
Asshole, so, don't worry.
You are an asshole.
Oh,
anyway,
I just forgot of the greatest video game channel. It isn't video games. Man at Arms, which I showed Mike.
Oh yeah.
This guy makes fucking weapons from video games and nostalgia thingies. That's all I want to say.
I don't think his channel is actually named.
No,
Man
it's Omni Channel.
Omni Channel.
Omni, but you can search Man at Arms.
Yeah, you can
that's
search Man at Arms.
So the channel's
he's
only
made
famous
the fucking
for.
Skyward Sword, the Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII.
Well, he just
fucking
made Master Sword.
Sword of Omens, man.
Yeah, the Sword of Omens was ridiculous. He made Wolverine claws, Odd Jobs
he
hat,
made fucking the Keyblade, didn't he?
Yeah,
all kinds of crazy, awesome shit, and like they're real weapons because he's a fucking crazy blacksmith.
He's been a blacksmith for 34 years.
Who else
Blade,
we got? Oh, yeah. So Nate Wants to Battle is actually a really good one for people that are out there that like Pokemon. All your Pokemon news he puts through fucking, I think, like, every week there's at least two or three videos. There's another guy that I actually follow that's on Pokemon news as well. Dookie Shed. That's the one. Dookie Shed vids. Those are my two guys that I just constantly watch for Pokemon news, especially with, you know, X and Y coming out soon. Which I think Dookie Shed actually did a acapella with Smooth McGroove. I can see it on your list there. Corridor Digital. Have either of you seen them?
Nope.
I'm Panther.
Oh, we're showing you guys that after.
I'm Panther now.
Corridor Digital, they are just a couple of guys that they...
Were up to no good? They started playing, making trouble in their neighborhood?
Totally. They started, I think, when they were in university doing video, like film stuff, but they do a lot of video game related things, and their quality is better than most fucking movies. And yeah, just go check them out. There's one show called, what the fuck was it? Art of the Instakill. Fucking, that got me hooked on them. Basically, we'll watch it, but it's all the different insta-kills in video games, but it's real life, and it looks fucking amazing. Who else do I have? All me channels there. Clint of the Grey Wolf. You don't have him in your list.
I do.
We didn't go over it.
This doesn't show everything.
See,
oh, okay.
Another thing, too. Some of these people, they're friends, so it's kind of, I don't know. That makes any sense. I just watch their stuff because they're friends.
Oh, okay. Well, I watch Rue from Clan of the Grey Wolf just because he's very intellectual about his stuff.
He's a smart
motherfucker.
Yeah, very much so.
Like, what does he actually do for, like...
He's a scientist.
He is a scientist? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm subscribed to Did You Know Gaming. They generally feature a lot of these people that we've named to do the voices for things to teach you about video game stuff. Captain 8-Bit is Game Chasers.
Eric. Yeah.
Which, if you don't know what Game Chasers is, basically they hunt down old video games. They basically do what I do, but I don't record it. Potato Monster is Top 10 League Plays. Infinity Record Label. What was that? That sounds familiar. Ben Heck Shows a fucking technology guide. Minute Physics is really cool. You subscribe to that?
Nope.
It's kind of like as awesome as Vsauce. Flying Panda. Katikaris? Or Kidikaris? Katikaris? He's a video game guy. I can't remember exactly what he does, because he doesn't release stuff too often. I think my list is pretty much done, because most of the people that are left on there are ones that we've gone over. So, I mean, that about wraps up our lists of people, and we tried to throw out as much info as to why they're awesome. So, yeah, if you guys have anybody that we did not say, please send it to, you know, This Week in Geek, or feedback at thisweekingeek.net.
Yeah, for me, if you want to send me suggestions, I'm always into... information, especially documentary style stuff, or stuff like the Game Chasers. And one channel I wish was still around, you can go find their old episodes, the Retro Hunters, Rob and Josh. Yeah. May their adventures rest in peace. But now we have Billy and Jay, so it's okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if somebody sends us something that is like, holy shit, this is a rare gem and fucking amazing, next episode we'll bring it up and we'll just be like, yo, fucking check this out. Such and such told us about it.
It's good times.
Just let us know. You could give the number two.
Yeah, you can also call our feedback line. I'm checking this thing about once a week, so
817-717-7202.
Make sure you call, because we want to hear from you. So,
I like how you rhymed it.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
Scott.
That's it? Just Scott.
Just Scott. Not,
throw not, a job I've been, every time he does it.
Yeah, he just fucked me over. It's like,
you
I
don't
I
know how
line.
Good I'm at doing this, man. Fucking, I'll throw you off any time. I'm too good.
All right, that's it for us. I've been Jamie Johnston, and I am a pink wiffle ball bat, and I'm cool. Bum 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 b